Morena, good morning. Lovely to see you back in here and another sunny morning behind you. So this morning I'd like to continue to develop the instructions around the practices of mindfulness. And so to date the instructions have been focused mainly around the mindfulness of the body. So the initial instructions that we provided in the guidance was establishing mindfulness of breathing. So gathering our attention on the movement of the body, the sensations in the body with the breath. Just bringing our attention to the simplicity of the body breathing. And through that practice of the intention to come back to the breath, to notice the natural movement of the mind away and to return again our attention to the breath, and you may have noticed some developing of some more sense of steadiness, some more sense of collectedness. Some maybe developing calm, capacity to stay with the breath for a bit longer, to be a bit steadier in your attention, even for small moments at a time. And then with that developing steadiness and capacity, there's an increased capacity to really notice what is happening, to perhaps notice the details of the breath. Perhaps to notice more what happens with the mind, where it goes to. The capacity to notice what's happened in the body when the mind has gone off in thinking. To become more aware of the detail, the relationships between the mind and the body, and the changes in each moment. So developing these wonderful qualities of samadhi and sati, the sense of being steady, collected, and this capacity to notice. And then yesterday afternoon, Jill guided us to notice sensation in the body, and to notice in particular those that were unpleasant. When we worked in pairs, we noticed those sensations that were unpleasant or painful. And then we noticed, turned our orientation towards those that were pleasant. And Jill encouraged us to keep the mindfulness present, to notice what happened to the body sensations as we maintained our awareness, as we maintained our attention there. Noticing perhaps the changes in the sensations. And also perhaps noticing the changes of things becoming more or less unpleasant or more or less pleasant. And also noticing how the mind responded to that. There were some observations shared afterwards about some of the difficulties staying with the unpleasant. The mind that wanted to go into story or the mind that wanted to move somewhere else. And we noticed that perhaps having someone there with us, holding us accountable, gave us a little more capacity to stay present. And even noticing perhaps that some of those sensations that initially were unpleasant became pleasant. Noticing the changing quality of the sensations and of our mind's response to those, depending on the quality of attention that was present. And so it's this feeling tone or vedana that I want to explore more this morning that arises in contact with objects. It's a very quick arising. It's not something that we can control. It's just something that arises when we meet an object, when the mind meets an object. And it's a very useful place for us to explore in our practice. And it's also just worth clarifying to start with, because we the words feeling and emotions are sometimes used interchangeably in our common language. I'm not talking about emotions here. They're more of a complex This feeling tone is really just the simple feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. When awareness meets an experience. And what we can notice is the movement that arises following recognition of the feeling tone, the movement of the mind, maybe the reactivity of the mind. So there's tends to be a movement towards craving. And this craving can be desire with the pleasant. So we meet in our practice this morning, we'll be looking at sensations in the body, but this is true for all the sense doors. You know, there might be a pleasant sound, you know, pleasant sight, might be a pleasant smell. And the tendency of mind is to want more. Tends to be the movement, pleasant, like this, want more. How can I keep this? How can I sustain this? And then a proliferation of thinking that can develop from that around this craving, about this wanting, about this slight leaning forward and wanting more of. Someone talked yesterday about how quickly that happened when they noticed that there was sort of a pleasant feeling tone in the being here, in the contented, in the body, the mind was noticing the pleasantness of this, and very quickly wanting more and starting to think when they could next come on a retreat so they could have this again. You know, how quickly the mind can move in that way. And when the unpleasant, the craving can be more the wanting to get rid of or to get away from something, if it's unpleasant. That pushing away, that resisting, wanting it to be gone, wanting something different. Still a craving, but it's a craving for getting rid of, moving away from, resisting, aversion. And when the sensation is neutral, it's often just craving for something else. Something that's more interesting. The movement of wanting something. And so we can really see how the feeling tone, this unpleasant, pleasant and neutral, can then start the sequence of reactivity. The sequence of reactivity can arise from there. And so being able to see this movement, this natural arising of this feeling tone with as we meet experience is a really powerful place, a potential place to nip in the bud this proliferation of thinking and reactivity that can happen. At times when we can just notice pleasant, unpleasant or neutral and notice that movement of the mind, sometimes it can feel a bit like a cranking up of the mind in response to that, the reaction to that pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, that wanting more, that pushing away, that zoning out or wanting something different. It's a really powerful place to be able to nip in the bud that proliferation of thinking, that proliferation of reactivity. And the feeling tone can also be useful with more complex mind states. You know, when we're in the hindrances I talked to last night, it can be really useful just to notice unpleasant. No, it just gives us a wee doorway in to being outside of the experience itself, to reduce that entanglement. Oh, unpleasant. Noticing unpleasant. Or maybe caught up in something that's pleasant. Oh yeah, pleasant, leaning in, wanting more. Just creating that space. It can allow us to drop out, even for a moment, from the story and the ideas, creating some space. I'll just talk a little bit more to these three feeling tones. So, and I'm sure that you're all aware or have been aware of these, but we'll just work through them. So first of all is the pleasant. So I know someone might like to mention, just feeling into the body now, any sensation that gives rise to this pleasant feeling tone. I'm noticing anything in this moment.
Tingles.
Tingles, nice.
Soft hands,
present, lovely. Okay.
Openness in the throat.
Openness in the throat, pleasant, lovely.
Not hungry.
Noticing that pleasant of the absence of pain, that's great. Not hungry, a feeling of fullness perhaps. Great.
Warmth.
Lovely. Warmth. Pleasant. It's interesting too, isn't it, with that temperature. I've been noticing that myself this morning with the changing temperature. How there's this unpleasant, pleasant, you know, unpleasant cold, and how quickly there can be a reactivity that builds from that. And it can be unpleasant or hot. You know how the temperature, different times, the different temperature has a pleasant or unpleasant tone to it. But I'll be warmth in this moment, pleasant.
Contentment,
and that's pleasant. Mm. Yeah, so it's a feeling of contentment and noticing it's pleasant. Mm. Great. And so it's okay to allow the enjoyment of the pleasant. You know, grounded in the body, noticing the pleasant, noticing the gladdening of the mind in response to the pleasant. And just getting a real bodily sense of that. Pleasant. And also noticing that it arises and it passes. It too is impermanent. We can't just stay with the pleasant and sail off into the sunset. This too changes. But not to miss it, to notice pleasant. And notice the change. And also critically, to notice the movement of the mind, the not wanting the pleasant to stop, the wanting more, the how to create more, that movement, that reactivity of the mind. Gosh, if I can just stay in this position, just keep my mindfulness right here, that I'll just keep this pleasantness, I'll just notice maybe the tension building or whatever as we just start grasping a bit around this experience. And so the unpleasant, we've got a couple of offers for, we're just feeling into the body now, just noticing sensations in the body. We've got anything unpleasant in the room?
Shoulder pain,
yeah, unpleasant.
Pain in the knee,
unpleasant.
Tight hip.
Great.
Tight ankle.
Right.
Sore back.
Mm. Yeah. So it's very natural that we get pain when we sit. It's what happens to us. When we sit, there's pain. It changes at different times, but we'll notice pain. It's not that we're doing anything wrong. It's just a natural arising in the body. These sensations of unpleasantness. Sensations of pain that we find unpleasant. And it naturally arises, you know, some people have chronic pain and aware of pain most of the time. For others of us, there may be pain that comes and goes, but we all notice pain. And it's important to note that our practice is not to force our way through that pain. In this practice, we're not encouraging a sort of gritty determination to stay with the pain regardless. What's most useful is to notice the painful sensations. Maybe noticing the texture of them, maybe noticing the changing nature of them. There might be pulsing or pressure or tightness or burning, or being curious about them to get beyond just the experience of naming it as pain, but actually see what makes up that sense of pain. But noticing that feeling tone of unpleasantness, of unpleasant. And then staying with that long enough to notice what's the push of the mind in that moment. What does the mind now want to do? You know, is the mind wanting to move away? Is the mind wanting to be distracted away in something else to get away from the pain? Is the mind now reacting to the pain, thinking it's a stupid sit and retreats are stupid? just noticing, what does the mind do? Oh gosh, I'm not good enough, this, why am I still getting pain? Just noticing the tendency of the mind in that moment with the pain. Just staying with it long enough to see where the mind wants to go, to see where the reactivity is. You know, we observe these unpleasant feelings in order to understand how it affects the mind. What are these patterns of mind in meeting the unpleasant? And then when we're sitting and it's unpleasant and there's pain in the knee or the ankle or the shoulders or the back, or we name most other parts of the body, then in this practice, if it's going to assist, it's okay to change posture. If the pain is persistent, you know, we want to maintain a stable posture where we can, because as we've talked about, it helps increase that capacity to be steady and to be still. But also we don't want to be fighting the pain. We notice the pain is increased resistance in the body, there's increased tightening, we notice the mind getting reactive and starting to fight it, then we can just mindfully move the body. And to bring that mindfulness to the noticing of what it's like to move the body, what it's nice if the pain, the sensations change, what it's like to have the absence of the pain, and then just continuing with the practice. And then there's the neutral. I think sometimes it's a bit harder to find the neutral sensation. This pleasant, unpleasant, pleasant, neutral, unpleasant is really a spectrum. You know, it's not sort of polarized. It's not just like either it's unpleasant like this or it's pleasant like that. It tends to be a spectrum from unpleasant, really unpleasant, through to less unpleasant, the neutral, slightly pleasant and more pleasant. But it's helpful to have this category of pleasant, neutral, unpleasant. And then finding what sensations in the body are neutral. And we want to do this because we want to see what the mind does with the neutral. What the mind does when there's nothing that we're craving to have more of or pushing away and wanting less of. What happens when we pay attention to the neutral? Sometimes you may notice that if you stay pleasant with the neutral, that it moves towards the pleasant. And sometimes you may notice that if you disconnect from the neutral, it moves towards the unpleasant. Just notice. Notice in your practice how that is for you. So let's have some time for some sitting, and I'll provide some guidance at the start of the practice.